Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, November 22nd. Season of Warmth to Return to Jesus' House. The story was written by Michael Bauer. After the success of last year's event, the Jesus House of Odessa is back with its Season of Warmth. Last year, the Jesus House had its inaugural event, and this year, they have decided to bring it back. The event will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. November 24th at the Jesus House of Odessa, which is located on 1335 East 6th Street. Free backpacks will be loaded with goodies to anyone in need, and a free enchilada meal will be served as well. Faith Temple Fellowship Pastor Donnie Kiker says this event is a way of telling the community thanks for all the help during the year. Quote, "Anybody that comes not only gets a full Mexican meal, but they also get a backpack," Kiker said. "Everyone gets a backpack. If you're homeless, you get a backpack that has thermals in it, and they'll also get a tent sleeping bag and things like that. There are goodies in each backpack. If you're not homeless, you get a backpack as well, and in that one you don't get thermals, but all the others like snacks, gloves, hand warmers, things like that. It's our way to say thanks for the community for all their work throughout the year," end quote. In last year's first edition of the event, Kiker said that they had about 275 people come through. Quote, "We're not real sure about the numbers for this year, but we're preparing for bigger numbers, but you never know in this day and time," Kiker said. "People are still a little skittish about COVID. Last year, when we opened up, more people were able to get out of their home, so to speak. People were moving around more freely after being cooped up. We're not sure how the crowd will be this year, but we're preparing for 300, end quote. While the backpacks for this year are already made, Kiker said that anybody who wants to donate backpacks can still do so. Quote, "We have hundreds of backpacks, so it's not a big need that we have, but they can help us replenish for next year," Kiker said. "So what we do is put those up in storage for the next season of warmth, which will be the day before Thanksgiving, and that way we'll be prepared again and work ahead of the game. We've been working on this for months to be prepared for next week," end quote. Kiker acknowledged all those who have helped put together this year's Season of Warmth. Quote, "We were so blessed this year," Kiker said. "Mid-Cities Church does a serve day here with us, and they came in, and we had a list of items that we needed for each backpack, and it was like an assembly line, and they prepared probably over 200 backpacks that day, if not more. Then we have people in the community who will be bringing us enchiladas, beans, and rice. Monday, my staff and I will be making more beans and rice for that as well," end quote. There will be about 20 volunteers helping out this year on Wednesday, and Kiker says that should be enough. Quote, "We don't need any more volunteers," Kiker said. "We have our mayor and some city council members and our county judge. They're coming out. They were here last year, and they'll be here again this year. We're excited about that," end quote. Weather permitting, Kiker says they are hopeful about having the event outside. Quote, "We'll be watching the weather. Weather permitting, we're going to have some outside dining, but if not, we'll have to bring some more tables into our building and be able to be inside," Kiker said. "As it is right now, we're hoping to do inside and outside dining. They can also get a plate and get it to go. They don't have to stay," end quote. Family Feast still on at Curbside Bistro. Chef will host free annual Thanksgiving meal. The story was written by Royal McGregor. From the moment Chef Alejandro Barrientos opened Curbside Bistro, the Permian Basin welcomed the new restaurant with open arms. Alejandro said he always wanted to repay the community that helped him and his wife, Stephanie Barrientos, run a successful food truck and turn that into a prosperous brick and mortar establishment. The best way, Alejandro said, he can give back to the community is through food, and for the seventh time, Curbside Bistro will be giving out free food on Thanksgiving Day. Quote, "The restaurant and the food truck were based on giving back to the community," Alejandro said. "The only way I know how to give back is through food. I'm a chef. I'm a cook. That's how I show my appreciation. That's how I show my thanks. Showing compassion through food comes naturally to us," end quote. The Thanksgiving meal will be served drive-thru style, but Alejandro said there will also be limited spots open on the patio. Lunch will start at 11 a.m. Thursday. According to the Weather Channel, the high in Odessa on Thanksgiving Day is supposed to be 58 degrees with a low of 32 degrees. There is also a 24% chance of precipitation. Alejandro said that the drive-thru style worked really well a year ago, and he said he served more than 1,000 plates. He expects to serve at least as many as last year, and probably more. Quote, "It's a huge honor for me to give back to the community in this way," he said. The Thanksgiving Day meal will include turkey, ham, gravy, mashed potatoes, corn, cornbread stuffing, and green bean casserole. Alejandro said he also received a donation of 2 pallets of drinks ranging from water to Gatorade to soda from Sam's Club. He said Sam's Club will also be donating desserts. Quote, "We want to give away the whole meal," Alejandro said. "We don't want anyone to miss out on anything. If you come over to my house to eat, I'm sending you home with a to-go box," end quote. For its Thanksgiving Day meal, Curbside Bistro will continue to deliver to households, fire stations, police departments, sheriff's offices, and to homeless communities. Alejandro said it's important to deliver to people who aren't able to come to Curbside Bistro for various reasons. Quote, "We have people that this is their Thanksgiving Day meal, and they look forward to it every year," he said. "I want to feed as many people as fast as possible," end quote. Make plans for a safe and happy Thanksgiving. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer, Odessa Regional Medical Center. "I love the holiday season, but my favorite day of all is Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving because it's not about presents or stuff. It's about gratitude. It's for looking back on the past year and realizing why times have been very tough, especially since the pandemic hit. There are still things to be grateful for. For every person, those things will be different. Some will be big, some will be small, and that is, to me, why Thanksgiving is so special. It's not about the size of the thing we are grateful for, it's the gratitude itself. Thanksgiving takes us out of our own heads if we let it for just one day. It allows us to say thank you. If there is a downside to Thanksgiving, it is the illness and injury that can result from things like fires and improper food handling. To avoid these issues as much as possible, please consider adding these safety tips for Thanksgiving to your planning this year. According to the National Fire Prevention Association, the NFPA, Thanksgiving Day is the highest day of the year of cooking or cooking-related equipment fires. The U.S. Fire Administration, part of FEMA, states that from 2014 to 2016, More than 2,400 residential fires were reported on Thanksgiving Day. More than 36,000 people are injured and seen in the emergency room on Thanksgiving Day each year. The NFPA recommends several safety tips to avoid cooking-related fires and burns. Stay in the kitchen when using the stovetop so you can keep an eye on the food. Stay home whenever there is food in the oven and check on it frequently. Keep kids away from cooking surfaces and keep them away from hot food and liquids to avoid steam or splash burns. Keep traffic areas in the kitchen clear so there are no tripping hazards. Make sure cords from small appliances are not within reach of children or that they do not pose a tripping hazard. Keep flammable items like dish towels, bags, and boxes away from cooktops or other heated surfaces like hot plates or chafing dishes. Keep pets out of the kitchen as well. They can be burned or tripped over. Don't wear loose clothing or dangling sleeves when cooking. Turn pot handles toward the back of stoves or other cooking surfaces so they cannot be bumped into or accidentally pulled off the stove. Keep matches, lighters, and any toxic chemicals out of the reach of children. Never leave a lit candle unattended or in a room where a child could be alone with a candle. Use a timer or other alarm to remind yourself to make sure cooktops, hot plates, ovens, coffee makers, or any other appliance is turned off before you go to bed or leave the house. Finally, make sure your smoke detectors are working. Food poisoning is the other culprit that frequently ruins Thanksgiving Day for many people. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommend the following food safety tips. Thaw turkeys or other meats safely, either in the refrigerator, in a container, in a leak-proof plastic bag, in a sink of cold water, changing the water every 30 minutes, or in the microwave, following manufacturer instructions for that microwave. Do not thaw turkeys or other meats by leaving them out on the counter. When meats are left out on a counter at room temperature for more than 2 hours, they can rapidly grow bacteria that causes food poisoning. Take care when handling raw poultry. Do not wash or rinse raw turkeys. A 2020 survey of Thanksgiving food poisoning victims found that 78% of them had rinsed or washed poultry before becoming sick, despite recommendations since 2005 not to follow this practice. Rinsing or washing raw poultry is not recommended because it spreads those juices quickly in the kitchen, leading to contamination of other foods, utensils, and cooking surfaces. Use separate cutting boards and utensils for raw poultry. Never place any food on a surface that held raw poultry without thorough disinfection first, hot soapy water for cooking implements and utensils, antimicrobial wipes or sprays with countertops. Make sure your turkey and any other foods, especially stuffing, is cooked sufficiently to reach safe temperatures for killing bacteria, 165 degrees Fahrenheit, before serving. Wash your hands thoroughly before and after handling food. Finally, make sure leftovers are put in the refrigerator as soon as possible, within 2 hours of serving. Reheat leftovers to 165 degrees Fahrenheit before consuming. I wish all of you a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and hope that you have a day filled with gratitude and peace. COVID news by the numbers. Ector County, 26,311 total cases, 551 deaths. Midland County, 29,185 total cases, 379 deaths. Texas, 4,306,000 3,389 total cases, 73,351 deaths. U.S. cases, 47,587,441 total confirmed cases, and 770,461 deaths. Find out more at COVIDinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Volunteers needed. AARP Foundation TaxAid is looking to expand its team of volunteers for the upcoming tax season. TaxAid, celebrating its 53rd year, offers free in-person preparation and assistance to anyone, especially those 50 and older, who can't afford a tax preparation service. Volunteers make a difference in their communities by assisting many older, lower-income taxpayers and their families who might otherwise miss out on the tax credits and deductions that they have earned. Every level of experience is welcome. Volunteer tax preparers complete tax preparation training and IRS certification. The program is offered at senior centers in Odessa and Midland. AARP Foundation TaxAid is offered in coordination with the IRS. For more information, call Bob Schuler, District Coordinator, at 432-362-7204 or visit aarpfoundation.org. DWWTS Fundraiser. The Crisis Center of West Texas will be having its biggest fundraiser of the year with Dancing with the West Texas Stars 2022, which will be celebrating 7 years of dancing for a good cause. The event will take place February 5th, 2022. All proceeds from tickets, table sales, and votes for people's favorite West Texas star will go to support the mission, which is to respond, shelter, and educate to end domestic and sexual violence in West Texas. The 2022 West Texas stars and professionals include Alejandro Barrientos and Kelsey Tanner, Colby Brazil and Peekaboo Weissenhunt, Brittany Kutz Ferreto and Jeremiah Leja, Dr. Gassan Thanos and Kristen Carter, Paige Halfin and Jordan Johnson, Angie Hurt King and Noah Guzman, J. Ross Lacey and Madison Lowen, Bridget Myers and Janelle Bell, Camilla Rueda and Enrique Romero, Alicia Siverson and Richard Ortiz, Aaron Thomas and Emily Hamer, Sean Trotter, and Brooklyn Anderson. For more information, visit ccwtx.org. City of Odessa offices will be closed Thursday and Friday in observance of Thanksgiving. Trash will not be picked up on Thursday and Friday. Trash schedule: today, regular service; Tuesday, regular service; Wednesday through Friday, rollout carts will be serviced on Wednesday. Thursday, city offices closed. Friday, city offices closed. Residential brown dumpsters will be serviced once. Apartments and commercials will be serviced twice. The household hazardous will be closed on Saturday. To avoid an overflowing accumulation of trash and debris in dumpsters, citizens are asked to recycle items at the Odessa Recycle Center, 816 West 42nd Street, drop-off windows for cardboard, plastic, paper, aluminum, and tin cans are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For complete recycling information, visit odessa-tx.gov. Trash, debris, and bulky items piled next to the alley dumpsters is illegal and prevents the solid waste trucks from being able to pick up the containers when service resumes. During the holiday period, city trash receptacles should be reserved for perishable items only. For more information, email Martha Cortazar, Communications Specialist, mcortazar@odessa-tx.gov. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center at 1310 North FM 1788 in Midland will present Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, The Great Reopening Tour, at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets or information, visit wagnernoel.com. Centers for Children and Families, 3701 Andrews Highway in Midland, are accepting donations for its Operation ELF from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Wednesday. The center is collecting new, unwrapped toys for children ages 4 to 12 and accepting donations for the purchase of gift cards for teens. Gifts may be dropped off Monday through Thursday or mail the center. Donations may be made via credit card at centerstx.org. For more information, call 432-570-1084, email kedwards@centerstx.org, or visit tinyurl.com/24btmmvx. Midland County Greater Works has scheduled the 10th Annual Turkey Trot 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thursday at 2001 West Cuthbert Avenue in Midland. To register or for more information, call 432-694-2501 or visit midlandturkeytrot.com. Curbside Bistro, 3816 Andrews Highway in Odessa, will be giving away free Thanksgiving meals at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Visit tinyurl.com/27AD99W9. Concerts. The Hacienda Event Center at 12160 Texas 191 Frontage Road in Midland has scheduled the following events. Thursday, Farruko, December 11th, Eslabon Armado y los Anchando, January 14th, 2022, Camila y Carla Bru con Invitado Espacial, El Chaparro Schuschenkenar. On January 21st, Gerardo Ortiz, La Adictiva, La Fiera de Ojinaga y Impacto Sinaloense. February 11th, Jay Wheeler. February 18th, Luis R. Conriquez, Los Huracans del Norte y Los Rielos del Norte. On February 25th, Duelo de Acordeones. March 31st, Ricardo Arjona Blanco y Negro Tour. For event times and tickets, visit HaciendaMidland.com. Kid Clowns Contest. The Sandhill Stock Show Rodeo are taking entries for Kids Clown Contest for ages 10 and under through December 15th. Parents, send a photo and video of your clown dressed to impress. SSSR will choose the top four entries to perform opening night. The stock show and rodeo will take place January 5th through 15th, 2022, at the Ector County Coliseum. For more information, call 432-366-3951, email sandhillsrodeo@cable1.net, or visit sandhillssssr.com or tinyurl.com/DRZZ38. The Midland Community Theater, 2000 West Wiley Avenue in Midland, has scheduled Peter and the Star Catcher at 7:30 p.m. Fridays and 2:30 p.m. Saturdays through December 11th. For tickets or information, visit www.mctmidland.org.
Visitors should be vaccinated. To your good health for Saturday. Dear Dr. Roach, I am one of four daughters, ages 69 to 61. Our dad is 95 and still lives independently, although one of us four girls comes each night to have dinner with him. He doesn't drive anymore, and we do all of his shopping and errands for him. He is frail and has Parkinson's disease. Our dad and three of the girls have been fully vaccinated, and those old enough have appointments for the booster. We understand that even though Dad is vaccinated, he would most likely at his age not survive a breakthrough case. We have taken a chance for far too long. We don't want to expose him to her or anyone unvaccinated anymore. We are not doing this to attack her or her principles. We are doing this to protect our elderly dad. Please help us decide what would be best for our dad's health. Your thoughts, please. Dr. Roach writes, there are sure to be strong opinions about your predicament. However, my personal opinion is that you and your vaccinated sisters are correct, and that the risk to your father right now is too great. I would not allow her to visit without being vaccinated. Any person with her travel history and possible exposure should also either wear a mask or be tested for COVID-19 in addition to vaccination before visiting your dad. I'm afraid there are many people who believe what your youngest sister believes, as I get letters every day from people with similar beliefs. Although it isn't always comfortable breathing through a mask, nurses, physicians, and other healthcare professionals have been doing so every day now for almost 2 years. I can't say whether your dad would survive a case of COVID-19. I have had patients in their 90s to do so. However, his risk could be very high, especially considering his frailty. I realize this will cause stress in your family, but in my opinion, the risk to his health is too great.
Siblings operate on different schedules. Dear Abby, my brother and I are in our 40s. We live several states apart and visit each other a couple of times a year. We are both very active, but on different time schedules. I'm a morning person who has been getting up at 5 a.m. for so many years, my body will not sleep past that. He's a night owl. He sleeps until 10 a.m. and expects to be doing fun activities until at least midnight. He plans specific activities, buys us concert tickets to a 9 to 11 show that's an hour away, which guarantees us to be up past midnight. He gets upset if I don't stay up late because that means we don't get to spend as much time together to do all the fun we want. He won't wake up earlier because weekends and vacation days are his only chance to sleep in. He has to get up at 8 on work days, so he's not willing to meet in the middle. After our visits, I'm so exhausted it takes me a week to recover from getting only 4 hours of sleep while he's here, and it affects the quality of my work. Is there a rule of etiquette for guests and hosts regarding adjusting schedules to accommodate each other? Shouldn't the host choose the schedule? For instance, at his house, activities go from 10 a.m. till midnight. But at my house, we get up earlier and go to bed earlier. Or must the host accommodate the guest's preferred schedule? Signed, Sleepy Sis in Wisconsin. Dear Sis, house guests are supposed to abide by the schedule of their host. What this means is your common sense assertion that when you are at your brother's house, you would stay up later, and when he's at your house, he would go to bed earlier, is correct. Dear Abby, I have worked for the same boss for nearly 40 years. He's in his mid-70s. I'm in my mid-60s. Because we've been together for so long, we're close friends. Our families are close as well. He recently confided to me that he's concerned he may be in the early stages of Parkinson's. He hasn't seen a doctor yet to confirm this, but I have noticed questionable symptoms for some time. These could be explained by other things. He walks more slowly due to a recent knee replacement, etc. My question is, when others ask me if he's feeling okay or if he's ill, what should my response be? I will not betray his confidence, but I don't know what to say when people question his health status. I don't want to have an attitude that it seems like I know something you don't know, but I also don't want to be so vague they will continue asking questions. He's a very dear man, and people are genuinely concerned. I don't want to say anything that might cause more suspicion about his health. Signed, Unsure in Arizona. Dear Unsure, ask your boss how he would like you to answer those questions. If he doesn't want you to reveal that he is concerned, your response should be, I know you care about Harry, but if you have questions about his health, you should be asking him, not me. And, because you are a close family friend, in addition to being a longtime employee, urge him to bring his concerns to his doctor.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.